On the line, we have Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library, loyal contributor of KTWH the first and third Thursday of each month. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Madeline Jarvis, president of the Michelle Miller Fan Club, calling in as scheduled.
You are so ridiculous. Oh, that is super duper funny.
So good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe it's February?
No, so now that it's Groundhog Day, I don't know what that means for our weather, but I know that there's a lot going on at the library, whether it's winter, summer, or whatever else.
Right, exactly. So what? Kick us off. What do we got going on?
Absolutely. So tonight is our quarterly Friends of the Library meeting. Mm. The Friends of the Library is a nonprofit group that exists to help the library judge our library. Kind of the things that are the cherry on top of the sundae, right?
Yep.
The programs that we might not be able to afford on our own, that Lego table in the kids' area. So if you are a member of the Friends group, and you can buy a membership at the desk for like $10, and that gives you a sneak peek into the early book sales, which I love. So come and make your voice heard. It's a great group, and they are looking for new members who want to get active.
Sweet.
So did you hear about our pop-up book sale this month?
No.
Okay, so mark your calendars, friends. On Tuesday, February 21st, from 5 to 8, our friends at the Castle Danger Brewery are hosting us for a pop-up book sale.
Shut up. That is so cool. That is so cool. And that's right after there's a holiday there. The 20th is President's Day, so you're probably closed for that, but then you'll do the pop-up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, so we're doing double the excitement on that 21st.
Sweet.
So we're doing our Books and Brews book club at the brewery that night from 6 to 8, and then the book sale is going on from 5 to 8, so come on by. Pick out a new-to-you favorite and stick around and chat. And remember, on Books and Brews nights, our friends at Castle Danger Brewery give folks who come to the brewery with a library book $1 off your first drink, which I absolutely love.
That is so awesome. I love these partnerships. That is just so, so cool. Love it.
Yeah, there are just so many great people who are doing great work here in the Two Harbors community, and it's so exciting that they're willing to amplify our message about literacy and access.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the winter reading program will still be going on, so any reading that happens for the Books and Brews counts for your winter reading, too.
Exactly. I'm so glad you brought that up. Our winter reading program goes through the end of February. Pick up a paper log at the front desk. We're open 9:30 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or 11:30 to 7 Tuesday, Thursday. If you prefer to keep things going on your phone, we have an app called BeamStack. Stop by the library if you'd like to get set up. Otherwise, you're able to just start logging. Stop in the library, and you can earn all sorts of fun prizes.
That is so awesome. There's an app for that.
Exactly.
I love it. And one of the bingo marks is a book referred by a librarian, and that Dolly Parton book you referred me. Oh, my God. Madeline, it's so beautiful. It's just like I want to touch the glossy pages, and her writing is just, she's just so heartfelt and just so genuine.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very, very, very cool. Yeah.
I didn't realize what a hustler Dolly was until I read that book.
I haven't got to that yet, so don't be...
But I'm just saying the fact that she's been working so hard since she was a teenager and shows no time of stopping.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That's just amazing. So what else is going on there at the Two Harbors Public Library?
Well, speaking of partnerships, if you've been in the library lately, you'll notice some new local art up. We're partnering with the Northern Rail Train Car Inn in partnership for Winter Frolic, and we're doing a coloring contest for our youngest patrons. So if you or a loved one is between the ages of 0 to 13, pick up a coloring sheet at the front desk. We will display all of the amazing art. We have some really cute ones hanging up. Some of them are extremely intricate. Some of them veer a little surrealist. And our friends at the Northern Rail Train Car Inn are donating a free overnight. Spend the night in a boxcar.
Right.
For one of our coloring contest winners.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's giving me chill. Oh, the things that are happening are just so beautiful. Love, love, love it. And so is that just...
It is so exciting. That runs through February 10th because it's for Winter Frolic.
Right, okay.
Another great partnership with the Two Harbors community. But this is the brainchild of our friends at the Northern Rail Train Car Inn. And
really?
They have all sorts of fun prizes for the different age groups. And then, yeah, like I said,
that night
we're going to do that drawing and... Some kiddo is going to have the best night ever.
Right. And, of course, the family, because I'm sure the kiddo's not going by themselves.
Exactly.
So, oh, that's awesome.
Otherwise,
and then
we would have to recommend the book Boxcar Children.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Violet. She was my favorite. Anyway, I love that series. Yes. So it's the contest is over at the 10th. But how long are they going to be up for display then for the rest of the month?
Yes. So stop on in and enjoy the art.
Okay.
And if you haven't been to the Northern Rail Train Car Inn, it's just up Highway 3 by Betty's Pies, and it is what it sounds like.
You can spend
the night in a boxcar. It's so cool.
Exactly. I know. I just think that's so awesome. And it's so unique, and it doesn't really get talked about. It's like, I know it's there, but, you know, there's, you know, everyone knows where Betty's Pies is. But who knows that right by there is a railroad car that you, and it's fixed up, obviously. Yeah, it's a very, very cool.
And when you see the pictures of the interior, you're like, oh, well, that's a cute hotel room. And then you see the outside shot and you're like, oh, wait a minute.
How cool is that? Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So how do listeners get in touch with you at the library to get the scoop on what's happening?
Absolutely. Get the scoop and more at the Two Harbors Public Library by visiting our website, TwoHarborsPublicLibrary.com, or our Facebook, Two Harbors Public Library. And on our Facebook, we post sneak peeks of all of the new books that we get in.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we post those pictures, the holds come flying in. So definitely take a peek if you're looking for something great to read. If you're a phone person, no problem. Give us a call at 218-834-3148. And our hours at the Two Harbors Public Library, 320 Waterfront Drive, are 9:30 to 5, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11:30 to 7, Tuesday, Thursday.
Excellent. Anything else we didn't cover that listeners need to know before we talk again?
Well, I better catch my breath after all the talking we just did. Because I have to talk at the Friends meeting tonight.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Awesome. Thanks so much for letting us share all the exciting things at the Two Harbors Public Library.
Yep. You guys are rocking it like always. Love, love, love it. And thanks so much for calling in, Madeline.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Bye, listeners.
Yeah,
bye. Bye.
Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in twice a month, every month, and just the unique programming that happens over there. I just get super excited.